Good morning and welcome to an Aloha Friday on The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich, and this is a pretty good Aloha Friday for you, Mr. Chris.
Certainly is, Beth Ann, yeah. You know, I love when your stories teach me a new euphemism, and this one's a beauty today, capitated payment plan.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that right now. Now, you know, for years, doctors have taken issue with how the government pays them to care for certain patients, but now Hawaii doctors, who are part of HMSA's network, are growing angry with the insurer's change to how they are compensated. Now, at issue are those capitated payments that Chris just talked about. It would pay doctors a monthly sum for each patient they have, whether or not they actually see that patient. It's an attempt, some say, to pay based on how well docs keep their patients. And as good as that sounds, many other doctors believe it will encourage them to winnow out those who need greater ongoing care and a pre-authorization for tests ordered. Dr. Scott Miskovich is a primary care doctor now in an HMSA pilot program, and he joins us this morning. Hi there.
Hi, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but you know, before we bash HMSA unduly, I mean, it should be noted that this is not something that HMSA created itself. I mean, this is something that's coming directly from the federal government.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, Beth Ann. Basically, the government, coming at the Medicare level, within about the last 4 years, began a total reform of what was happening. Some say it is partly due to the Affordable Care Act, but I think most of us know that it was actually even separate from the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, that there was over a 25-year period that Medicare had not revised how they dealt with the physician reimbursement model. So basically what we have now is a model that the government came up with after pilots. They were running pilot programs throughout the country, and these pilots were then now the genesis of a massive transformation that's going to hit all physicians across the United States beginning in 2017. Within the next 2 to 3 years, essentially everyone in the United States is going to be forced into some type of model like that at the Medicare level.
You say the word forced and Medicare, and people think, well, I don't have Medicare. But then again, if you go to see your doc, and HMSA has converted, as many other groups and insurers will, that it means it's going to be hitting everybody.
Most all payment models are driven by Medicare. Almost everything is tagged to what Medicare does. Since if you look at right now with the population, the age of our population, the baby boomers, Medicare has a large control of dictating healthcare policy. So with their policy, what we have across the country are other private insurers are now adopting that policy.
The idea of paying docs to keep their patients well is not a new one. I mean, that goes back way into the 60s and well before. But the unintended consequences of what that might mean and how docs might, you know, select or maybe inadvertently just have a preference for easier patients, those that don't need a whole lot of ongoing care or they don't have to wrestle with the insurer to get pre-authorization. That seems to be where a lot of docs are finding it very, very difficult to accept this payment plan.
Well, there's two phases. I think if we go back to the HMO days of the mid-90s, we had this capitated model introduced, and that was the standard problem that occurred. It was, you know, the proverbial cherry picking, where if you had a healthy group of patients and you told your other patients who were sick to go somewhere else, you could basically see no one and do well. Now, to HMSA's credit, what they have done is they've built in a program that that basically has every practice still submitting data to talk about the severity indexing of your practice. So if you are seeing a more complicated patient base based on the data you're producing, your fee should reflect that. On the other hand, if you're a practice that is cherry picking or has a very healthy population, your fee could sometimes be 25%, maybe even 50% lower than a physician's practice who has very sick, complicated patients. So that is one of the proposed models that's trying to prevent that.
A little check and balance. But given the fact that we have a doctor shortage already, and as you're mentioning data collection, that sounds like there's going to be a lot of work involved with that. I can imagine some docs would just say, okay, this is enough. This is not what I signed up to do.
Yeah, and that's I think that's a complaint we're hearing across the state. You have to remember right now, it's believed we have about 68% of our physicians on electronic medical records. If we have 32% that are still working in a paper environment, this will be a very onerous task because data collection is really key. Just to parallel what's going on at the federal level, at the Medicare level, about 25% of the payment reform from a Medicare level is going to be based on your data and producing data. So you're not going to be able to get away with this. Now, why this is a perfect storm in the state of Hawaii, in my opinion, is, as we know, we have the baby boomer population is moving up, but that's the same thing in our physician group. We have the second oldest population of a number of doctors over the age of 60. Those physicians probably have been the ones that we can see data-wise who have not adopted electronic records, and this may be pushing these physicians to early retirement, which is what we're hearing through the Hawaii Medical Association. With that in mind, already with a very serious shortage of doctors, this may be that collision of waves that produces a crisis shortage of physicians.
Meanwhile, in the legislature, we've watched a bill move through that would establish pre-authorization standards for all health insurers and in detailing what those standards should be or how they should sync up with federal standards. This is now in conference or will be in about an hour and a half.
Wow. Okay. So that's a very, very hot topic in the state right now. And I think it's a topic that has the physicians in our state very anxious. The pre-authorization has been put to a mainland company, and we have to call and deal with physicians who are not licensed in the state and we're not aware of. I do believe that, I've had a group together with HMSA and with Hawaii Medical Association physicians. And when we had that group together, I think one of the things I want to emphasize, we led the discussion by saying Hawaii Medical Association and the physicians of Hawaii, as well as HMSA, we need to find a way to work together. We all need to find a way to work together for the people of Hawaii. HMSA is going to be here 10 years and 20 years from now and 30 years from now, as will the physicians. And if we keep our focus on what's best for the people of Hawaii, we will come up with the right answer. This is a challenging healthcare environment. It is a challenge where we basically have to consider cost and quality and utilization. But there has to be a better way to do it than just having a mainland group basically trying to tell us no all the time.
A real floor so that everybody knows what they have to operate.
Exactly.
Or how they have to operate.
Exactly.
But meanwhile, you've got doctors who are in some ways, facing off against other doctors. And in a place where we need to have as many doctors as we have, given the fact that you've just talked about the requirements to do the data collection and the fact that we have doctors who are aging, not being replaced by younger doctors, plus the issue of pre-authorization, now, sort of rankling within their own ranks, this seems like it's just beyond just the perfect storm of what would be happening with payment plans.
Oh, it is. And that's why I think we're calling at the state medical association level to actually really put everybody together on an ongoing basis, because the payment transformation is one of the bigger things that's happening right now. The pre-authorization is, I think, a speed bump we didn't expect that was going to happen. But the bigger picture, look at what's happening with Medicare. Look at what's changed the whole country with Obamacare. There is a massive transformation in healthcare that it's affecting the entire industry, and it's happening very quickly. You would expect an industry like this for it to happen much more slowly. When that happens, you have to be constantly reevaluating. So we need to be together. Obviously, now we have the legislature involved. I think most people would say the industry should work on it itself. It's a shame that we had to have a legislative move on this, but we need to be meeting ongoing on a regular basis, including getting good public input into this process.
Well, I mean, we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen this morning with HB 2740. But as you sort of step back a little bit and you see the national impulse and what's happening across the country and how that's being reflected in Hawaii and all of Hawaii's issues with docs, is there a way that you think that we should be approaching this that perhaps we haven't yet tapped?
The challenge really, we have special challenges. The other challenge that just came out about a month ago, it was just announced that Hawaii is number 50 in the state, in the country, when it comes to reimbursement based off of a cost of living. So we are at a point where even without any of these changes, it would be an enormous challenge to get doctors to want to relocate to Hawaii in spite of what a wonderful place it is to live. So we really are challenged in many different ways. I think we haven't addressed what the answer is right now, but it's not going to happen with us, you know, arguing in the newspapers or, you know, sitting across on sides, just lobbing stones at us. We got to get together to make this work.
Because that's not making it any attractive for younger doctors who might be considering coming back to Hawaii if they grew up here, or if they were just possibly considering going to a more rural area.
Right, exactly.
Hawaii.
Some of the things that are happening across the country and could happen here is this is being pushing doctors to consider employment models, working for hospitals or working for larger health systems. You have to remember, we still are the bastion of the solo practitioner. We still have about 67-68% of our doctors are working in 1, 2, 3 doctor offices. So it will force consolidation. So I think that's an inevitability that's going to occur.
Oh, well, that sounds almost like a sad thing for doctors who have practices with other doctors that they've enjoyed working with in the small practice, small model, or for docs who'd like to bring their kids into the family business. We'll see what happens.
Exactly.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Scott Miskovich is a Kaneohe primary care doctor. He's part of the HMSA pilot program, changing how doctors are compensated. Meanwhile, HB 2740, the bill to create pre-authorization standards for all health insurers in the state, is set for a conference committee meeting later this morning.